right now is Leslie Hope. Leslie, of course, from the great show 24. And I was just mentioning a moment ago to the lovely Dana Devon over at Extra that I think that 24 is the show that's going to be the big hit this year.
I hope you're right.
I think it's a great show. It's a nice idea and concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the show is really, I want to go watch the second episode. I just screened the first one. I want to go watch them all.
Oh, good. I mean, I think the thing about the show that's so great is I think the concept, of course, is fantastic, but the writing inside it is so strong that we're right now on episode 11. We're at 11 in the morning, and it's to me, as interesting and as tense and as compelling as the first show. I really feel that. I think we're onto something good with this.
We got so many aspects going on here with the assassination possibilities and the assassin herself and the your daughter on the show and
mm-hmm.
the whole thing is just an amazing number of strings and threads that are going through it, and the whole show goes and takes place in a 24-hour period. The one I saw, the premiere episode, which airs Tuesday at 9 o'clock on Fox. Is from midnight to 1 a.m.
Okay.
And each episode, there's 24 episodes, cover 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I going to assume then that if the show does well, that there'll be another 24-hour episode the next day?
Oh, geez. It would be nice to have that high-class problem. I think what they're going to do, though, is if, in fact, we do go to season two, that they'll either spin it back in time, go back into what sort of set all these events into motion, or they'll go ahead. But I don't think they can do it the next day, because I think we definitely all have to be sleeping.
Now, your character is married to Kiefer Sutherland's character,
mm-hmm.
And it looks like Kiefer had a little bit of a fling there with a young lady at work.
A little bit of a fling.
And now you guys are back together again.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like playing this character? What is she like to you?
I've been having a great time. I mean, in all honesty, I've been acting for 20 years, and I think this may be the best job that I've ever had. And I can't tell too much about what happens, but I can tell you that there's a full emotional range that I get to go through, and I have opportunities on this show that I haven't had in all the different movies and TV shows that I've done before. So for me, it's been like winning a lottery. I'm really happy to be on the show.
Now, you were also on, I know you were a guest on a show that I used to watch every week, Party of Five.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you remember the part you played on the show.
Somebody asked me that this morning, and I believe it was Paula's sister.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
But beyond that, I can't tell you much because I don't remember much more than that.
Yeah, now there's a great cast in 24 led by Kiefer Sutherland. Tell us about the cast and the chemistry that you folks have.
We have an awesome cast. We have Dennis Haysbert plays the first black presidential candidate, and Alicia Cuthbert, who's also another Canadian girl, plays our daughter. Mia Kirshner plays, am I allowed to say? She plays a lovely woman on an airplane.
Yes.
Can't tell you much more than that.
Very nice young lady.
Yes. So we have this great cast, and I have to say, for me being Canadian, it's been lovely to do a show here in the States. It's an American show, and have my entire family, plus Mia, made up of Canadians.
Wow. The young lady who plays your daughter is a lovely lady, too.
She's very fantastic.
Yeah, good actress, too.
Yeah, she just won a Gemini, which is our Emmy, you know, our Canadian Emmy.
Uh-huh.
Really, really good.
What was your first big break in terms of American theater, TV, and the business?
My first job in the States when I was 18 was I came down to do a movie with John Cassavetes called Love Streams in a part that he actually wrote for me to do.
So how did you end up meeting him that he would write a part for you?
I met him because I was down here for the American Film Market. I'd done one movie in Canada called Ups and Downs, and I came down for the AFM and met John, and somebody I knew him, and I met him, and he was lovely and extended himself to me in that way, as he did with many people over his career, where he just sort of took you in and all of a sudden you're part of his family, too. Fantastic. And the best part, I will say, is besides acting with John, which was amazing, I don't know how much I appreciated it then at 18, but I then stayed and worked on his crew for 2.5 months for free, just to sort of be around him and that great, amazing group of people.
Wow. You must have absorbed like a sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I understand you just completed a movie with Kevin Costner and Kathy Bates.
I did.
Tell me about it.
It's called Dragonfly. I'm actually not sure when it's going to come out. We shot it about a year ago, and I play Kevin's sort of meddling sister-in-law trying to set him up on a series of bad dates after his wife has died.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really actually the story of Kevin trying to get back in touch with her or her spirit, I think.
Talk about working with interesting talent. You were also in Oliver Stone's Talk Radio movie, too.
Yes, I was.
Mm.
Hugely interesting. again, it was one of those things where I was young when I made that movie, and the sort of full impact of what that was, or to be involved with that group of people, didn't really land with me until a little bit later. But it was an incredible work experience with him and all those boys.
We're talking with Leslie Hope. The show is called 24. It is a really great show. I got to give it high recommendations. It's my pick for the show that's going to be the breakout hit this year. And I have good predictions, because many years ago I predicted Ally McBeal and That 70s Show and all the ones we predicted. I haven't gone wrong yet. I don't think I'm going to go wrong with this one either. Leslie Hope stars in the show, and it's on Tuesday nights at 9 on the Fox TV network. Catch it. Don't miss it. Record it if you must. The only thing that's negative right now in terms of viewership is because of all the news happening, that many people have turned to news stations, and you just hope that the networks will be patient with some of these shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think in this case, there's some talk for us about what the impact of September 11th is going to have on our show, because the content in our show moves around this idea of terrorism, and, you know, as you know, in the pilot, there is a sort of terrorist act takes place.
Right.
But I think, ultimately, the show is really about Kiefer and his struggle to save his presidential candidate and do the right thing and save his daughter and save
his wife, too, and his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole thing is up for grabs here.
Yeah.
It's a really great show, and I wish you a lot of luck in it, Leslie. I hope that it works out real well for you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.